This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, 855 453, hour number two for Free Talk Live tonight. We do this every night. 3 hours, 365 days a year, 7 p.m. Eastern to 10 p.m. Eastern. We never get tired of it. Never.
Nope.
I define you, Michael, to say you ever get tired of it.
I've been going for 4 hours now, and I've got two more to go. And I did a three-hour show before this.
So. Yeah, so 6 hours of radio from Michael, and that's a good thing because he's entertaining. He's in studio with myself. My name's Chris, and we've been kind of all over the board. We've been talking about Amazon expanding their program to help employees set up their own delivery service. And we've been talking about New Hampshire being a land of opportunity for immigrants. And I'm anxious to hear what...
I'm glad to see them.
I am too, because that gives us more employees, and that helps us build our economy. And that is one of the things that we'd like to discuss on here, this idea that if we have more human capital, then there's more opportunities for a lot more people if a couple of those immigrants happen to start businesses that employ 10, 20, 50 people. That's a big deal. And we've been talking tariffs, which I think is bad economic policy, but Tom in Detroit believes that it's good economic policy. So we're going to go back to Tom. Tom, you're back on Free Talk Live. So sell me on this. Tell me why, despite history, despite the biggest economic boom came after we slaughtered the most tariffs in this nation's history after Smoot-Hawley back in the 1930s. Tell me why this is a good idea and why this time it's going to work.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Well, the bottom line is this. The Chinese have had an unfair playing field because of government. You and I can probably both agree that government is nothing but people, you know, forcing us to pay them and rigging the game to the advantage of the rich. And I have nothing against the rich. Being rich is a great thing. We all strive to be that. But here's the deal. Okay. The Chinese are making... When was the last time you could buy a television or a washing machine or damn near anything that you use that's not made in China or Taiwan or somewhere over there? Am I right?
I buy a lot of things that are not made in China.
Hmm.
I buy
like
a lot
what?
Of things that are made in South Korea, particularly LG Electronics.
Yeah, LG.
Things like that. South Korea.
Okay.
It's a democracy.
Great. When was the last time you bought something that was made here in America?
Today. I buy lots of things that are made in America. What I do, how I purchase, is I purchase on what provides me the best value. And while some people like to think that that's, you know, if it's not made in America, then it must be bad. Well, it's not bad for my bottom line. If I have
$20... That's all I'm saying. No, dude, don't even...
Why should I care whether it's made in America or not?
Right.
I agree with you. I agree with you if everyone was on a... Absolute, a free trade agreement does not require 720 pages to describe it. A free trade is, okay, so let's start
there.
Can
you force people into agreements?
What's that?
Can you force other nations into agreements?
No. We shouldn't need to force anyone to do anything. I am about free trade, period.
But you're advocating trying to force China to change their domestic policy.
No. What I'm saying is, at this point right now, which I hate, because government is just a bunch of hypocrite folks that are trying to steal from us. We won't go there right now. But the bottom line is, and I am not a supporter of Trump in any way, and government in any way. But at least he is trying to bring the playing field down to an even standard. It's like, look, dudes, over there. They are supplementing every industry
sure.
to undercut our industries over here so that we will buy their stuff and not buy our own. How is that helping us? How is that helping you when I buy a car? How is that helping you when I buy a house?
If we it helps because I can buy
stuff.
Right, but I can afford to buy something made in China when I may not be able to afford to buy something in America. If something is made in America, it's going to win if it is the best product at the best value. That's it.
Listen,
that's the only thing I judge.
Listen, man. This is not even fair. You're not listening to what I'm saying. If something is built in America, I have a job here in America. You may have a job. I know a lot of you guys don't. I'm not insulting you, okay? A lot of the guys that are with Mark Stevens, okay? I'm a big, big fan of Mark Stevens. And I see so many of them unemployed. I don't want to say the word losers, okay? But the bottom line is,
you can.
If you're a working man in this country, and you have to pay for your house, and you have to consume and buy goods that are for your family, I would prefer to buy the goods made by people that are around me. But guess what? The people that are around me can't compete because the people in China and North Korea and Taiwan and Vietnam, their governments are supplementing it, or they're so suppressing those people and oppressing those people that they make $2 a day if they're lucky.
So would you make a pledge to only buy products that are not subsidized by governments? I think that's a decent question.
Hmm.
Would you only buy products that are not subsidized by governments?
That's a good question. That's a fair question. And of course, I'm a hypocrite. I shop for the cheapest goods.
Exactly.
I'm being honest with you. But,
of course.
Listen,
and what do you think of your price of gas?
Let me finish. If Trump actually succeeds in completely, you know what, screw China, screw India, screw all of them. You're not going to bring in your items here. We are only going to buy our own items, and we are going to support our own people, and we are going to pay whatever it takes. If I got to pay $10 for a loaf of bread, so be it, because my brother, who's, I don't know, how many homeless people do we have here? You know what I'm saying?
A bunch.
I'm going to employ my own people.
I understand what you're saying, but we're ignoring the realities of a global marketplace. The idea that we would only buy things, and this is why I asked it, we will only buy things that are not subsidized, that eliminates gas. That eliminates oil. That eliminates sugar.
It's only a global marketplace. Hold on. Again,
that eliminates
food. I hate to do this, but it's only a global marketplace because of the fact that, or how I should say this, despite it, or how do I word this? It's a global marketplace, and I'm for that. I'm for complete free trade. But all the countries, like China, they supplement. Dude, this is not a global marketplace. It's not a fair playing field.
I appreciate your argument.
I'm completely against Trump. I'm completely against government. I can't stand any of them. But damn it, when will somebody put their foot down and say, that's it?
What I would see is free markets that don't have governments monkeying with them. In that,
I agree.
We are in agreement. But the problem is the United States monkeys with our economy in terms of price fixing, in terms of subsidies, in all these things that we attack. And for God's sakes, half of Trump's thing is he's attacking them for currency manipulation. We're the biggest manipulator of currency on the planet. Tom, thank you for the call. And I understand where he's coming from. People, there is an element of tribe mentality that I think a lot of Americans share. And it's this, I want my country to succeed, and I want people to buy American.
Hmm. But buying local is fine if you can.
If you can. And I think it's a feel-good thing. What I want is the best value. And when we, you know, tariffs and trade wars, it all gets confusing. It makes people believe that the Chinese are paying more. No, the Chinese are not paying more. American taxpayers are paying more on every item that they buy from a particular country that's tariffed. That is why, if anyone remembers, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Mm-hmm.
The guy droning on and on about Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act. That thing was a disaster. It led up to the Great Depression. It's questionable whether it was an actual cause. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two. Get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight, and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. 855-453. In studio, you have myself, Chris.
And Michael.
And we've been mixing it up. We've been talking tariffs. I know that's a dreadfully...
It sounds so boring, but you know, the thing about it is, it really affects everybody, and at least trying to pay a little bit of attention to what's going on, because it's going to hit you in your wallet.
Yes. And that's the big thing. And what people, I'm going to dumb this down as much as I possibly can. A U.S. tariff on a Chinese product means that you, the consumer, will pay X percent more for that product. End of story. Yeah. We don't send a bill to China saying, you owe us $10 billion in tariffs.
Nope, that's not how the tariff works.
It's
they
not.
Collect that at the port.
Yes. The idea that all it means is higher prices. And these things don't work. Trade wars don't work. You can't go through history and prove to me, I defy you, call me at 855-453, show me where a trade war or a tariff truly made an impact, where it created a result that was positive. You're going to end up with this back and forth that's going to end up costing people on both sides. It's going to cost the producer. It's going to cost the consumer. The consumer is the only one who's going to pay it directly. And if Trump's bailouts, or excuse me, Trump's trade war is so great, then why is Trump pushing for new bailouts for farmers who are hurt by his trade war?
Yeah, if it was so good for us, he wouldn't need to do this.
This comes to us from Vox, and Vox runs this headline. Trump seeks government help for, quote, great patriot farmers who are being hit by Chinese retaliatory tariffs. Washington President Donald Trump is opposed to the government interfering in the market to pick winners and losers, at least when doing so actually directly benefits voters crucial to his reelection prospects. In recent months, Trump has made his opposition to socialism, a system of government in which the government plays a leading role in distributing goods and services, a regular feature of his speeches. During his most recent State of the Union address, Trump alluded to rhetoric by Democrats and said, quote, here in the United States, we are alarmed by new calls to adopt socialism in our country, unquote. At a rally in Wisconsin last month, Trump vowed that America, quote, will never be a socialist country, unquote.
I sure hope not.
I'm going to debate whether it has not. He framed the crisis in Venezuela as a failure of socialism and suggested Democrats wanted to see the Mueller investigation to force him out of office and, quote, institute socialism. Life, however, comes at you fast, especially when you're launching a trade war with a country that represents the second largest export market for American agriculture. Let me be clear. What this article is saying is the second largest market for U.S. exports of agricultural products.
So here's what's going on. The U.S. sells food to China.
Yes.
China sells computers and phones and washing machines to the U.S.
Yes. Thank you, Michael. But again, that first part where we're selling our American goods, which are mostly agricultural goods, to the Chinese, it is going to hurt American farmers, and that's what's happening. During an Oval Office event with Hungary's far-right leader Viktor Orban on Monday, Trump outlined a plan to redistribute money from American importers to farmers hurt by his escalating trade war with China that might fall far short of socialism, but is certainly a far cry from the values of the free market and free trade traditionally embraced by Republicans.
This is definitely manipulation of the market to achieve. I don't even know what Trump is trying to achieve here, because you don't put tariffs on something to make a statement or to coerce the other country into doing something. That
oh no, you do. You try.
It doesn't work. It never
doesn't
did.
Work. That's the problem. But I hate to take issue with this, Mr. Trump, but
so
when you manipulate markets and you assume control of the means of production through pricing, you are behaving as a socialist does.
But it's so obvious that it doesn't work. Everyone knows this. So I have to wonder if something else is going on that, we don't quite understand yet.
I think there's a 2020 election coming up. I think that's part of this.
Well, yeah, that could be.
out of the billions of dollars that we're taking in from tariffs, really? How are we taking in billions of dollars in tariffs? We're not. American consumers are paying billions of dollars in tariff payments.
Yep, you paid that money.
A small portion of that will be going to our farmers, unquote, Trump said. Quote, we're going to take the highest year, the biggest purchase from China that China has ever made with our farmers, which is about $15 billion, and do something reciprocal to our farmers, unquote. Because he doesn't understand how tariffs actually work, Trump seems to believe this plan represents a redistribution from China to American farmers. But China does not, in fact, pay for the 25% on $200 billion in Chinese goods and tariffs Trump imposed or reimposed on Chinese goods after months of negotiations failed to bring the two countries into agreement. These tariffs are paid by American importers who often, let me rephrase that, this article says, who often pass the cost along to consumers. I'm going to say that companies always pass costs on to consumers.
You can't eat those costs and still stay in business.
Right. Or you're no longer in business, and 25% is not a cost that anybody's going to be willing to eat and survive. So Trump's plan, as vague as it is, seems to represent a selective protection from the costs of tariffs. All Americans, from those who pay for his tariffs in the checkout line to farmers hurt by the retaliatory tariffs China has placed on their goods, are being asked to absorb some short-term pain for the good of the country. But the federal government is subsidizing that cost for only a select group. And this is when we were talking to Tom in Detroit. You know, that was one of the points I was trying to get across is certain groups will benefit from tariffs.
Yeah.
Now, iron
the groups
workers,
that are getting these payouts.
Exactly. They will benefit, but those benefits are going to be short-term, and if you look at the economy as a whole, they will not, it doesn't make financial sense.
Yeah, nobody benefits from this, not the U.S., not China, I mean, not even the farmers. I mean, they're just getting status quo. So
the problem is farmers also buy things made of steel, also buy things made of aluminum. And
they even buy computers.
Believe it or not, there are farmers out there with computers. What has the world come to? What do you think? Am I completely off base on this? Is my basic understanding of economics completely at odds with President Trump and his plan to tariff his way into financial independence? 855-450-FREE. I don't think I am, but maybe you've got a point I haven't considered. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump addresses energy workers in Louisiana on Tuesday to promote his administration's energy policy. The president claimed the Green New Deal would put energy workers out of a job.
And now they talk about the Green New Deal. The Green New Deal. Everybody go home. You just lost your jobs. The Green New Deal is That's a hoax like the hoax I just went through. I'm not even sure. It might be a bigger one. And mine was pretty big. Mine was unlimited. Think of it. The Green New Deal. Under that deal, I didn't have this. This isn't down. But John Kennedy, Bill, under that deal, everybody in this room gets fired.
At least 17 people are hurt in a crash involving a school bus in North Carolina. Video shows a Head Start bus being overturned on a highway about 40 miles east of Charlotte. And Donald Trump Jr. agrees to testify in front of the Senate in mid-June. The scope of the questions, though, is limited to five topics. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way. But they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month. Not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's myself, Chris, and Michael.
And Michael, yes.
Oh, I was going to say that for you.
Oh,
I know you're working two shifts today.
Yeah, I didn't realize you were going to let me rest my voice.
I know. Well, it was Michael did Call to Freedom, which is another show here on Liberty Radio Network.
From 4 to 7.
From 4 to 7. You guys do that every Monday through Friday?
Every weekday, yes.
Yeah. And, you know, Michael helps out. He's on the air here on Free Talk Live from time to time, too. And we just threw a scheduling snafu, I guess that's the best way to put it. I agreed to cover for somebody else, and we kind of neglected that second chair.
Yeah, I left the studio, got as far as the grocery store, then I got a text that nobody's in the studio with you. So
with me, yeah. To be fair, I was here, and it was rather interesting doing what is typically a two- or a three-person show by yourself. That was fun. But I do want to tell you about something cool. If you've been watching the prices of cryptocurrency seeming to skyrocket, I think the bull market seems to be on, at least for Bitcoin and a lot of other cryptocurrencies, and that's AnyPay. Do you operate a retail business or are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork, no approval process, nothing to open an account. You already have a tablet at your cash register. You're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. in minutes. Get started now at anypay.global. That's anypay.global. And this idea that cryptocurrencies are going to benefit, you know, by being accepted at more locations, that's kind of common sense.
Yeah.
But there was huge news coming out in the last day or so from the Winklevoss twins, who own Gemini, which is an enormous exchange, and a country, it's a company, it's going to get lost on me. But basically what they have enabled is Whole Foods. They've mm-hmm. enabled, there was a whole list of
companies. Yeah, there's a long, long list. And I had that article, I'd have to dig it up again, but I did post that somewhere.
Yeah, we'll talk about it, but the number of businesses that are going to be able to accept cryptocurrency is going to take a huge jump up, and that's certainly going to benefit U.S. People here in the U.S. who want to take part in what really becomes a new economy outside of the control of governments, and that is a big deal. What we are talking about is definitely within the control of governments, unfortunately, and sadly, that is tariffs. And for all the good that these tariffs are going to do, Trump is saying that, wait, the government needs to bail out our farmers because of all the good that the tariffs have done. I'm still trying to wrap my skull around this one.
You can't really wrap your head around it because it doesn't make any sense.
Is that the problem?
That's the problem.
I suspect you're right. Trump tweeted, our great patriot farmers, side note, that sounds like it came out of Mao's handbook. Our great patriot farmers will be one of the biggest beneficiaries of what's happening now. Hopefully China will do us the honor of continuing to buy our great farm product, the best, and if not, your country will be making up the difference based on a very high Chinese buy. And that's the end of the tweet. That didn't really make much sense to me.
Yeah, I don't know where he's going with that, but it doesn't sound good.
No. Trump's tariff subsidy program, which comes on the heels of a $12 billion program that was available to farmers hurt by retaliatory tariffs last year, represents a sop to his base. More than 75% of voters in the Farm Belt voted for him in 2016, yet these same people are being hurt by a self-inflicted trade war as Trump turns his sights on 2020.
So he's just buying votes.
That's it. And that's why you'll see a big turnout in things like steel and aluminum workers, too. Mm-hmm. Trump's long-term goal is to force Chinese to agree to a trade deal favorable to the U.S. by inflicting pain upon its economy. But in the meantime, his trade war is causing pain to farmers and the financial markets. And if China follows through on its plan to increase tariffs on $60 billion worth of American products on June 1st, consumers likely will feel the hurt, too.
Look, they omitted an important word there. If China increases its retaliatory tariffs, the Chinese consumers are going to get hurt, just like Trump's tariffs has hurt Americans.
And if Chinese citizens are hurt by the tariffs imposed by the Chinese, then they are going to have less money to spend on products, including those that are imported from the United States.
Which, as we discussed, is a large chunk of those American imports going to China are food.
Yes. So you're going to have more starving Chinese people as a result of Trump's trade war.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah. And, again, you can slice and dice this thing any way you want. But again, my challenge to callers is convince me that trade wars work. Convince me that tariffs are a good thing. And show me what's the outcome that benefits. It should be benefiting everyone in the United States, but these things aren't designed to do that. They are designed to benefit certain groups of people. And that is where political favors come in. Quote, Americans' entire shopping catalog will get more expensive, unquote. Hun Quach, Vice President of International Trade at the Retail Industry Leaders Association, told the New York Times. You don't have to take Quach's word for it. During a Fox News interview on Sunday, White House Economics Advisor Larry Kudrow admitted that, quote, both sides will suffer, unquote, because of Trump's trade war with China. Kudlow also acknowledged that Trump's understanding of how tariffs work is flawed. But Axios' Jonathan Swan, citing a former White House aide, reported on Tuesday that Trump's false belief about tariffs is, quote, like theology, unquote. So, and that's a sad fact, but, you know, that's where who's ever in the driver's seat at the White House is going to push the truth. And people that want to get ahead in Washington are going to want to follow whatever brand of craziness is being pushed by the commander-in-chief. Yeah. It's not the first time, and it certainly won't be the last time.
No, we'll see this again in 2021, I'm sure. Whoever's in the White House, then I at this point, I think Trump's going to get reelected. So
you do think so?
I do.
I wouldn't be surprised. I don't think it's a certainty that he will not be reelected. I think if Democrats and people on the left were to replace him, then just come up with a viable candidate, somebody who's not too crazy. Yes, I'm talking to you, Bernie Sanders. Quit bringing up on stage crazy people, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And it should be pretty much a cakewalk.
Yeah, the Democrats should be able to defeat him, but their front runner seems to be creepy Joe Biden.
Which is kind of crazy, too. And I have friends. I have a lot of friends that are Republicans, and I have a lot of friends that are Democrats. Because we have become friends doesn't mean that I'm no longer going to be friends with you because of your politics. That's okay.
I'm not playing that game.
Yeah, and I'm fine with that, and we'll have some spirited disagreements on a lot of topics, but politics is that there's no litmus test to be my friend. But this idea that this is the best you can do, it certainly makes me wonder, you know, Democrats, I mean, you got nobody else you could pull up who's...
They've got to have somebody. I mean,
right. I mean, you think of JFK, you know, I'm not saying you need a JFK, but you need somebody who doesn't come across as just completely wacko. 855-450-FREE, what do you think? Here's a game. Who should be the next Democrat running for president? If it's not going to be creepy Joe Biden, who should it be? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453, that's our 800 number. That is our toll-free number. That's the number you call to get on the air and tell me what you think. We've been talking Trump tariffs, trade wars, and Trump's plan, like every good capitalist, to provide a bailout to farmers.
That is not capitalism. That's mercantilism.
Mercantilism.
Or corporatism. Or
cronyism.
Yeah, cronyism. Could be whichever ism you want to call it.
But you could just say it's buy and vote.
It's not a free market.
It's not a free market. And Trump refers to these as our great patriot farmers, which I think
They're getting bailed out for being Americans.
Yeah, well, and being farmers. To me, that sounds like a line out of something Chairman Mao may have written. But I'll tell you what is not a line that Mao would have written. It would have been the success of cryptocurrencies actually making it into the marketplace. And this is pretty big news for those of us who follow Bitcoin and things like that. Bitcoin comes to Whole Foods, major retailers, in a major coup for digital currency. And this comes to us from Fortune magazine. Since its arrival 10 years ago, cryptocurrencies have struggled to enter mainstream commerce. This could soon change thanks to a new initiative announced on Monday that will reportedly see big-name retailers including Crate & Barrel, Nordstrom, and Amazon-owned Whole Foods now accept Bitcoin and three other types of digital currency.
Right in the stores.
In the stores. The retail initiative comes via a partnership between Flexa, a payment startup, and Gemini, the Winklevoss-owned digital currency company. The Winklevoss twins, as many of you may or may not know, allegedly were involved in the startup of Facebook, this little unknown social media group that maybe some people know about.
I don't know if their claims to be involved in Facebook's startup are true, but they definitely have been in Bitcoin and cryptocurrency since almost the beginning, and they have a lot of it.
Yes, and they were able to get into that with the proceeds from being involved in Facebook at an early point in view. They were quick to jump in with Gemini, and it's been a benefit. The more big money that comes in, this has enabled a lot of different businesses to thrive. The retail initiative comes via a partnership, like I said, between Flexa, a payments startup, and Gemini, the Winklevoss-owned digital currency company. It's actually an exchange, and it works by piggybacking onto the digital scanners that many big retailers use to accept phone-based payments from their apps and from digital wallets like Apple Pay.
Hmm.
What Flexa has done is persuade the retailers, which include Regal Cinemas, GameStop, Baskin-Robbins, and more, to configure their scanners to recognize payments from its cryptocurrency app, which is called Spedn. S-P-E-D-N. See, yes. that's kind of a cryptocurrency thing.
It's an inside joke.
It is an inside joke. It's you sort of misspell things by one letter, and this is supposed to be a play on the word spend. The customer simply holds up their app to pay. The store cashier will typically be unaware the customer is paying with cryptocurrency, while the merchant receives the real-time payment in the form of their choosing, be that crypto or dollars, U.S. dollars. I was initially, and this is the writer of this article, I was initially skeptical. While the Winklevoss twins enjoy credibility on the Bitcoin realm, merchants have by and large shunned cryptocurrency because of its volatility and its popularity with cyber criminals. So let's talk about that real quickly.
Oh, yeah, let's get into that.
Let's talk about volatility of Bitcoin. I have seen, and you can demonstrate this, that a lot of stocks are much more volatile in their prices than Bitcoin. I'm going to throw out one small stock. What's it called? Amazon.com.
Hmm.
Amazon.com's price is more volatile than Bitcoin. I know that flies in most people's faces, but that's been shown over and over. The daily moves in the price of Amazon exceed those of Bitcoin. And it is true. It must be hugely popular with cyber criminals, right, Michael? They must just be running around changing their dollars for their dirty $100 bills for Bitcoin.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Criminals don't like Bitcoin anymore.
They don't. You know why? I think one of the reasons
it's too easy to trace.
it's when law enforcement stands up in congressional hearings and says things like, man, we wish all criminals would use Bitcoin. It would be so easy to trace. Cash, we can't trace that at all.
No. Cyber criminals, currency of choice at the moment, as far as I understand it, is Monero, which is actually difficult to trace.
If they were to use one.
If they were to use one. But even the thing is, most criminals are using U.S. dollar, $100 bills.
Yes.
Like the physical pieces of paper.
Well, then terrorists. Terrorists must use cryptocurrency, right?
Nope.
No,
terrorists hate cryptocurrency.
They do. They like to use.
They love those $100 bills.
International drug trade. Those guys must be all about Bitcoin, right?
Nope. Drug dealers don't want it. They want those $100 bills.
And this is common, you know, FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt that are spread by people like the World Bank and others who are honestly threatened by the idea of a currency that is outside of their control.
Hmm.
And that's what Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies are, outside of their control. I'm going to continue with the story. The app, however, appears to work as advertised. This weekend, I tried it out by downloading a test version of Spedn and transferred $10 worth of Bitcoin to it. Next, I went to Baskin-Robbins in my neighborhood and bought a small coffee by scanning the app. It worked. Next, I went to Starbucks, another partner in the project, but an unofficial one, and bought a banana. That worked, too. I'm wondering where he's going to run out of his $10.
Surprise.
In each case, the app adjusted the amount of Bitcoin in my wallet. The first widespread, low-friction opportunity for consumers to shop with cryptocurrencies, this is potentially a huge deal. The Spedn app lets users spend four types of cryptocurrency: Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, and a so-called stable coin called the Gemini dollar, which is pegged to the value of the U.S. dollar and banked by banking giant State Street.
Hmm.
Is this time different? Over the years, some merchants have tried accepting Bitcoin, but many have eventually abandoned it, in part because of slow processing times on cryptocurrency networks.
Hmm.
Meanwhile, for consumers, using cryptocurrency as an everyday payment mechanism has proved impractical because the cryptocurrency's volatility, a wallet worth of $100 worth of Bitcoin at the start of the week may only be worth $80 at the end.
So that's true, but it could go the other way, too. I mean, the $80 of Bitcoin we all had a week ago is now worth $160.
Right, and that's the thing. So Bitcoin has been described to me by a lot of people that are smarter than me as slightly deflationary. The idea that we expect it to gradually increase in value over the years, contrary to the U.S. dollar, which is designed and implemented to lose value.
It's inflationary. The government just prints more of it, and they have to.
Yeah.
They have no choice.
And it's not just the printing. Whenever you get a car loan, you have created money out of
thin air. That's where the money... Printing is just
it's an easy way to say it.
It's an easy way to say it that people understand. The money is not actually printed to come into existence. It comes into existence when you take out a loan.
Through debt. So when we assume more debt, we're actually creating more money, which just is insane. The reason is that's how fiat currencies work, that there is no intrinsic value behind them. And a lot of people will say the same thing about Bitcoin. Well, there's nothing there. Well, there is, and what it has of intrinsic value is security, and much more security than any other currency on the market in history. That's a fact.
It has immutable mathematical properties of the universe that no human can violate.
Exactly. That is a very eloquent way of putting that. And I would agree that there are properties. Gold has properties. Gold has some great properties when you want to look at what makes a good currency. But it does fall short in a couple areas, like portability, divisibility.
You want to buy $100,000 worth of something from your supplier in China? Gold is not what you're going to use.
Well, that may be an applicable case. Like, it could. Like, if it ends up being, like, 44 kilograms of gold, okay, well, that might make financial sense if you're giving me a discount because I'm paying in gold.
You might settle that in gold, but when you can that takes weeks because you've got to ship the gold over and get your stuff shipped back. But a cryptocurrency transaction, that value is over there in minutes.
And with gold, I can't buy a cup of coffee. I mean, it's a whole lot of change.
That's
855 450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.